So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey everyone, this is OL.
And this is Sway.
Of Marriedpreneurlife.com. This is where we help high-achieving married entrepreneurs who really want to grow, generate more income, and of course, leave a lasting impact.
Yes, we are pioneering a path for marriedpreneurs that disrupts the cycle of settling to establish a radical family empire. We are legacy builders, and we are excited that you're here today. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We are honored to have you. If you are returning, what is up, fam? Glad to have you back too. Now, we are wrapping up the year as of the time that we're recording this, and we are early coming into mid-December, and there's something crazy, right, that we do on a regular basis that really helps position us for winning the following year. And this did not come overnight, y'all. Like, we run multiple businesses and have done so, even literally living out of our suitcases, going back and forth between two different states. And it was this type of planning, training, skill that we put in place that really safeguarded a lot of what we were doing. And I think we should take them back to where all this started, with me being overwhelmed, not even overwhelmed so much, but really overworked. I just wanted to give up.
I'll say that I will also add the word inundated. Because there was so much coming at you, so much coming at us. Mm-hmm. And I can recall that, you know, it was, there was a period where you were on bed rest and having all of the things that we were doing and that you had going on, they didn't stop just because they said, oh, you seem like this is too much. It seems like you're being inundated. You had to literally learn this while you were on bed rest.
Yep.
And I can even recall there was a few times where you would do, you know, certain calls and send off certain emails. I mean, let's say an hour's worth of work, and it would really just like wear you down, and you would have to rest and then reboot. I mean, I guess what we're saying is that it can really, the inundation gave us a revelation about where things were.
Right.
It revealed the state of where things were.
Right. And I remember you asking me, well, what is it that you want? Because I was ready to throw in the towel with everything, the business. I'm like, burn it up. Let it burn. I'm done. I'm over with it. And I just didn't have the systems in place that started me on the path were not going to be the systems that were going to sustain me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over it. I was just like, I don't even know. Like, you were like, what do you want? I was like, I couldn't even see clearly. Mm-hmm. But all I did know was what I didn't want. And I feel like that's one of the big red flags to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not clear, if you're more clear about what you don't want than what it is that you do want, then it's likely you've been holding on to something from a previous season that you need to let go and make room for more. So that's why we're talking about making room for more today. And this is a great precursor to our next episode, which is where we're going to be going over how to actually get the results from annual planning together and creating your family growth, plan, your family empire plan, all that great stuff together. And see, many times couples, they just want to, oh, let me just get to that. Let me just, you know, show me the results. Show me how to do the tactical things. And that's cool and all, but the tactical things don't really work as they ought to if you don't do the background stuff. And so that's why we really wanted to share with you all today about getting your head clear for the new year. Not about like what you want to avoid doing, but like what is it that you really want to go for? Because it's a different type of focus and energy required for that, you know?
Yeah, and you know, for some of you who may be listening to this and you may be saying, yeah, we've got systems, got that part. And I know a lot of times we can emphasize systems and people can say, yep, got it. Mm-hmm. I got a system for this. I've got a system for that.
Mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. But the reality is that, I mean, just like within your case, with your businesses, particularly as it pertains to this particular time, there were systems. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so businesses have systems so that they can what? Meet the demand. Mm-hmm. But then as the demand grows,
right,
and the systems don't,
right,
then the systems become overtaxed,
yeah,
and overworked.
That's right.
That then people sometimes feel like they don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes like, well, I got a system.
Right.
But then the question is, have you really thought about how things have grown, have expanded in your life? I mean, and this could mm-hmm. be within your marriage, within your family, as well as within your business. Mm-hmm. And you look at all this and you say, well, I've got a system, so why isn't it working? Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where we were. And then when I asked you that question, okay, so what is it that you don't want? I think you really went down a road of really thinking and investigating, okay. And then that really revealed that I think the systems needed to grow as everything else began to grow.
Yeah, it revealed a lot. Absolutely. And I would say one thing that's so important as we're shifting seasons, transitioning just in life and preparing for newness that awaits, it's so important. We always talk about, oh, my plate is full, right? But when we think about a plate, like what should be on the plate? The food that we eat is like, that's our daily diet. And if we are constantly eating something in one season, I feel like one season, we're constantly eating something that is like super nutritious, it's nice and fresh, and it works for us. It gives us the energy that we need. It gives us the space that we need. We have the grace for that. But then as seasons change, if we continue on and not recheck like what's on our plate, like mm-hmm. run these, you know, run a litmus test through everything again, mm-hmm. what happen is that we'll keep attempting to have the same results, mm-hmm. Like you said, and we've grown with the old systems. Mm-hmm. And the thing with that is that one season, the food that was on our plate was nutritious, but that same food then can become stale or can lack nutrition. And what happens when food gets old, right? It begins to wither, it can mold away, you know, all this stuff. And then you just thinking about that analogy, but it's so true when we think about seasons and shifting and growing and
mm-hmm. totally. So it's like mm-hmm. it's like good food mm-hmm. that's nutritious when it's fresh,
right?
But once it's no longer fresh, then it's no longer good,
right? And then we keep eating it like it's good and it's like it's straight off the farm,
totally.
And it's not farm to table anymore; it's like stale to table. you know what I'm saying? Right. And so, anyway, we say all that to say, we are the first partakers of what we teach mm-hmm. and what we model. We want to make sure we're doing it first. Like we are model what we mm-hmm. model. Is that the right way to say it?
We want to model our message.
Yeah, model our message. There you mm-hmm. go. And so with that being said, in the coming episodes, we're going to be sharing with you some major changes that we're making in life, even with the podcast and even definitely in marriage. And actually what we're doing, I could say on one hand, they have been difficult, not difficult, like so hard decisions, but they've been a bit uncomfortable because we've been comfortable with the way things have been. But we know on the other side of this change or these changes that we're actually creating the support that we need for the things that we really desire mm-hmm. versus living in the, it's the offense and the defense, right? So versus living in the defense, like mm-hmm. reacting mm-hmm. to, look at me with my football analogy in terms.
Just say sports.
Sports. Okay, don't say football. No. Okay.
Because it's not just in football.
Okay, all right, thank mm-hmm. you. But I got it right though, right?
You did.
Okay. Look at me with my sports analogies. What? So, I think sometimes we can be so focused on reacting and being on the mm-hmm. defense that we just, like, oh, whatever happens, then we just use that energy to respond to that versus saying, okay, what do I want to see happen? And then what am I making room for to actually happen? In order to do that, oftentimes things are going to look different. You have to change some things around. And sometimes it can feel a bit vulnerable and even a little, I don't want to use the word scary, but for lack of a better word, scary, you can feel a little naked out here doing something that's totally out of the comfort zone and one may say, why would you change that? Everything seems to be going good. And that's what everybody else is. That's what you're supposed to be chasing after and seeking after and all this. Like, you're doing what they say you're supposed to be doing. And then you end up changing that. So mm-hmm. we're going to be sharing some changes, some pretty major changes that we have coming up.
Yeah.
And but we're going to also share the reasons why we're doing that.
Yes, because it's important to know that too.
So it's all about making room.
Yep.
And so we want to first just encourage you all to have a conversation with each other, with your spouse, and say, hey, what is it that you really desire in our marriage, in our life? What do you want it to look like? And like, I would say, take it so serious to the point where you write it down. Like, you both write it down and you really have it before you literally use it as a as something that you see, that you meditate on and say, this is what we're really, so you remind yourself and you remember each day, this is what we're desiring, what we're making room for. So when you do see there are some sacrifices from that food that used to be good, now stale, you have to take it off your plate and replace it. And sometimes, oftentimes, when it's time for you to take the food off, that old food off your plate, you're like ready to replace it with something else. But that thing that you're ready to replace it with is not there yet. And so I think that's the vulnerability of mm-hmm. that, because you're like, wait a minute, well, what's supposed to fill that void, right? But mm-hmm. it's just about having the faith to know that you're making space for the thing you desire to come in later. And as it does come in, you have space to receive it. You have room. So we want to encourage you all to make room. That's it.
That's it.
Make room.
So, yeah, make room. Because when you say you're making room, that means you are ready for next. So, guys, this has been helpful, beneficial. You know what you can do. Subscribe, rate, and review. And, of course, we look forward to checking y'all out on the next episode.
Yes, and keep living powerfully, purposefully, and profitably in sync. We out. Make room.
Hey, everyone. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this episode of the Married Penner Life podcast.
Yes, and if you would like to stay connected, be sure to head on over to marriedpreneurlife.com, where you can find more of our podcast episodes, our blogs, our free downloads and trainings, and so many other things. So stay connected over there. All right, y'all have a good one. And remember to keep living powerfully, profitably, and purposefully in sync.
Yay.